Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show, a place where business and thought leaders come to weigh in on important sales-related topics that you can use in your sales career and life. I'm your host, Jason Cutter. My mission is to get your help in changing sales from something prospects fear to an act of service they actually seek out and appreciate. Whether you're in sales, leading sales teams, or own a business, I hope this helps you improve your selling effectiveness and you can go out into the world as an authentic persuader. Hey there, what's going on? Happy 2021. Welcome to a new year on the calendar. This is episode 365 of the Authentic Persuasion Show, which is funny because it's not a daily show, but for it to be 365 days in the year, just a strange coincidence, just awesome. I love it. But here we are. We're now in 2021. Whether you're listening to this today, January 1st, 2021, or again, it could be 2 years from now. It could be on a random Thursday in March. Either way, this is now 2021. And one of the things that I want to talk about, and I want to try to keep this short. I know I say that from time to time on these solo episodes, and then I get on a roll and I just want to bring as much value to you as I can. The thing that I want you to focus on, the thing I want you to think about is it's all mindset. It's all mindset. Sales is such a mental game. Life is mostly a mental game. If you're listening to this, you have access to the internet, you have access to technology, you have access to podcasts, right? All of those are different layers on top of challenging layers. If you have access to all of those things, then your life is most likely comfortable enough where there's very little danger and survival as an aspect of your life. And then most of it is just a mental game. Obviously, there's health issues. Obviously, we're in the middle of a pandemic that's just affecting millions of people. And the loss of life is just amazing at such a high level. So I'm not disregarding that. And I know there's people who listen to this and they're in survival. They're struggling. They want to create more in their life. And if that's you, then obviously you got to focus on survival, get yourself to stability where you can just be in the moment instead of worried about today and worried about tomorrow, where you have some level of comfort in your situation. I'm not talking comfort like big house, big car, lots of money. I mean, just comfort and stability in your situation. So if that's you, obviously that's important. So I want you to focus on that. And I understand that for people who might be listening to this. Then there's going to be most people who your comfort level in your day and your difficulties or challenges or happiness and success in your day, in your week, in your month, in your year is mostly a mental game. Sure, there are things that happen. Sure, there are difficulties. Sure, there is a pandemic that caused a lot of people to lose their jobs or struggle with their jobs or struggle with making as much money as they wanted to make in their jobs in sales. But it's still a mental game because I know there's other people on the other end of the spectrum who in 2020 in particular, while everything is falling apart and it feels like the world is on fire, they're making the most of it. They're creating more. They're doing more things. They're finding a way to be more and more valuable to their potential customers. They're creating more content. They're putting things out there. For myself, I released 2 books in 2020. So one was my longer, I call it my long book, which was Selling with Authentic Persuasion, Transformed from Order Taker to Quota Breaker. And then the first in my new series of shorter Kindle eBooks called A Sales Consultant's Guide to Overcoming Objections, Yours and Theirs. And so that's what I created with the podcast, with new clients, obviously some challenging times, but really what it comes down to, it's a mental game and it's a mindset shift. And one of the biggest things that I see and one of the things to be careful of is that a lot of people enter into a new year and they go, okay, that was last year. This year is going to be better. I'm going to make this a good year. We all kind of did that going into 2020, right? A new decade. This is going to be this is going to be amazing. This is going to be fantastic for everybody. The economy is doing well. People have jobs. And then a few months into it, things went sideways in a big historic major way. And so for 2021, a lot of people might be thinking, hey, it's a new year. This is going to be great. And I would contend, whichever the right word is, that that's up to you. Whatever you want to make of it, when you see a cloud, do you see the cloud or do you see the silver lining of the cloud, right? Do you see that this is a pandemic and this has been stressful because I can't do the things, I can't travel, I can't go where I want to go, or there's a pandemic, I'm at home, but I have more time for myself, for my projects, for my family, for staying connected via the internet. If there's thankfully this pandemic happened in the time where we have all this technology and availability, imagine the last pandemic like this that happened, which was the Spanish flu in 1918. Phones, yes. TV, no. Newspapers, yes. Internet, no. Zoom, no. Video conference calls, no. Emails, no. Text, no. And so just think about that, right? And that isolation versus this and what this feels like versus that. So do you see the cloud or do you see the silver lining? And the big thing I want you to take away on this New Year's Day, 2021, is what's that mindset for you? If you're struggling with your mindset and you're struggling to see the silver lining when not the cloud, what can you shift? And then what can you do and not just assume, okay, it's a new year, it's going to be better. I'm at a new job, it's going to be better. I have a new thing that I'm selling, it's going to be better. It's a new quarter, it's going to be better. If there's one thing I know, it's that sales is full of failure. Even if you're a Hall of Fame level sales professional, you can make a great income despite losing more than you're winning. If there's one aspect of sales that most people fear and what keeps a lot of people even wanting to get into sales, it's getting hit with objections. That is why I wrote my latest book, The Sales Consultant Guide to Overcoming Objections, Yours and Theirs. This is the first in my new series of short books, guides filled with what you need for helping you improve your selling effectiveness. No fluff, no long-winded stories, no filler to make it seem more valuable, just actual foundation-building strategies to help you become aware of the true nature of why your prospects bring up objections, the different type of objections, and then specific ways to overcome them that are universal to most any sales process, product, service, or style. Go to Amazon.com today and get your copy of A Sales Consultant's Guide to Overcoming Objections. Or if you'd rather, as a gift to the listeners of this podcast, email me at jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com and I'll send you a complimentary full version of it as my thank you for listening and supporting this show. Because those made up milestones, those made up lines in the sands, those made up events that happen don't shift things all by themselves. I mean, look at how many people fail at New Year's resolutions, right? You think, okay, well, it's a new year, so I'm going to do a New Year's resolution. And that's a whole different topic for why those don't work. But just having that date on the calendar that switched from one season to another on a calendar or a date or a new job, a new relationship, moving to a new city, that doesn't change anything. What changes it is your mindset. It's your focus. It's your goals. And it's what you're willing to do and stop doing to achieve what you want. Personal, financial, health, relationships, spiritual, all of those categories. And so for this, on this New Year's Day, episode 365, Authentic Persuasion Show, I want you to focus on what it is that you want in your sales career, and then where have you in the past year, take some time to reflect, where have you done really well? Where have you done well when you're like, this is making me more resilient, I've learned a lot, I've pushed through every day, I'm stronger, better, stronger, faster as a result of everything that happened in 2020, and you surprised yourself with the amazing things that you did and pulled off and overcame as a result of everything happening in the world and or in your own life, right? There's people who outside of the pandemic had all these other things going on. And so what have you gone through? Celebrate that and put that on the wall. Literally, I have two things on my walls, a vision board, and then I just have sheets of things I've collaged and printed out and put up on my wall to remind me of what I've been through in the past couple of years and how far I've come. So make sure you celebrate that. And then also take an honest look at what have you done? What didn't work? Where did you falter? Where did you fall down? Where did you quit? Where did you give up? Where did you, I'm going to say this, sometimes it triggers people. Where did you play the victim, right? Something happened and you wanted to blame everyone else. Now, sometimes that happens, but rarely ever are we the victim. If you lost your job, okay, where were you responsible for that? And or what door did that end up opening for you? I see a lot of salespeople who are like, oh, because of this, the marketing changed. I don't have the good leads. I don't have good technology. I don't have good support. Okay. And what could you do? What could you have done to be successful in this moment? How could you have pushed yourself? How could you have done more? Everyone has the same 24 hours in the day. It sounds cliche, but it's very true. What are you doing with yours? What are you doing with yours to set yourself up and play the long game? So just some time to reflect. Always good to do with a new year. Kind of reflect on it. Don't expect things to change though. Okay, it's a new year. This is going to be great. The sky's the limit. It is only if you make it that way. Only if you put in the effort. You learn what didn't work. You learn what did work. You do more of what was working, less of what didn't work. And you figure out a way to be successful use your resources, read books, listen to podcasts, watch YouTube videos, hire a coach, hire a mentor, get some support, join a mastermind, find a way to create the success you want in your life, especially in this new year, and make it so that you are unstoppable no matter what life throws at you. This pandemic continues, which I think it will, even with vaccines. If that happens, how can you still be successful? How can you come out the other end and be like, that was hard, I'm doing really well, which means as the world gets easier, air quotes, then you'll go on and do more and more. And then one final thing, as I leave you, New Year's Day 2021, always remember this one phrase. This is one I love, especially when times are tough. If you've had a really tough year, think about this one and then just keep going, is that you have survived 100% of your bad days. No matter what, if you're listening to this podcast, you have survived 100% of your bad days. You have woken up and you have survived and you have pushed forward. If you haven't, you wouldn't be listening to this. So by default, if you're listening to this, you've survived 100% of your bad days, which means there's a reason you're going through it. No pain, no gain. So there's things that will make you stronger, but you have made it through this. So if you're in the middle of it right now and you're like, Jason, you're nuts. It's so hard. I can't do it. I'm not winning. I'm not succeeding. Just remember, you have survived 100% of your bad days, no matter what. I have done it. I've been through a lot of bad days in my life and I've survived them all. That's why I'm here. You're there for a reason. And if you want some support, if you want some help, even if you're not looking to hire a coach, but you just want to chat, you can find me on LinkedIn. Go to LinkedIn, search Jason Cutter, or you can go to Vox with Jason, V-O-X with Jason.com, and just use that voice app. Send me a message. We'll chat back and forth. I'm here to support you. It doesn't have to be about upselling into coaching or you hiring me for any of that. I just love to chat with people, support them, give any kind of words of wisdom, support, motivation, encouragement, anything I can do. So make sure you do that. And that's it. Hope you have a great New Year's Day of 2021. And I truly, truly hope that 2021 is the year for you and the season for you to accomplish great things. And I will catch you on the next conversation about authentic persuasion. Thanks for tuning into the Authentic Persuasion Show. If you found value in this episode, please do two things. Subscribe so you can get each new episode and share this episode with anyone else you know in sales. Together, we can help shift the way sales is done. And if you want to find out more information about how to transform your sales career, or you want help with shifting your sales team from order takers to quota breakers, go to jasoncutter.com. Don't forget that everything in life is sales, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Authentic Persuasion Show.